Bitter cold expected to hit northeast Ohio this weekend. A cold weather advisory in effect from 1 a.m. to noon Saturday for Stark, Mahoning, Portage, and Summit, as well as Trumbull County. Carroll, Columbiana, and Tuscarawas counties under cold weather advisories through 10 a.m. Sunday. The National Weather Service says wind chills could drop to 15 to 25 below zero. 3 News meteorologist Mark Johnson's forecast is on the way. Charges filed in northwestern Pennsylvania have landed a Canton man in the Stark County Jail. 33-year-old William Weaver is accused by Sharon, Pennsylvania police of raping and sexually assaulting a child under the age of 13 more than a decade ago. Investigators say the case surfaced January 12th after a report to Mercer County Children and Youth Services. Canton police arrested Weaver without incident at his northeast Canton home January 28th. He remains jailed while awaiting extradition. North Canton police investigating a shooting that left one man injured and sent two suspects running Thursday afternoon. Officers were called to the 300 block of Rose Lane Street Southeast just after 4 when residents reported popping sounds in a vehicle in a front yard. Police say two suspects fled on foot as officers arrived. A detective applied a tourniquet to the victim who suffered a gunshot wound to the leg. He was taken to a hospital in stable condition. Investigators say it was an isolated incident. A teen headed to prison for a double shooting. 16-year-old Amir Myers of Akron sentenced Thursday to 8 to 10 years in prison after pleading guilty to attempted murder and felonious assault. Canton police say the shooting happened in April of 2025 on 22nd Street Northeast following an argument. Investigators say Myers left the scene, returned with a gun, and fired multiple shots, hitting 28-year-old James Reed in the chest and Trayon Vance in the leg. Myers was sentenced by Common Pleas Judge Taryn Heath. Bond is set for a man accused of helping plan an armed robbery in Canton that added $13,000 in a necklace. 20-year-old Artrell Wallace of Canton arrested Thursday and arraigned Friday in Canton Municipal Court on a charge of complicity to aggravated robbery. Bond was set at $80,000. Wallace and 19-year-old Stephen Diamond of Akron allegedly helped plan and facilitate the crime, knowing 21-year-old Kamari Anderson of Akron had a gun. The robbery happened December 18th in the 2600 block of Harvard Avenue Northwest and was caught in a vehicle surveillance system. Diamond is charged with obstructing official business and will be arraigned Monday. Anderson remains at large. More news after this.
Missed the big game? Don't worry, Q92 has you covered. Check out our SoundCloud page where you can relive every exciting moment. From high school football, basketball, baseball, and softball, to Mount Union football and basketball, we've got it all. That's every broadcast from this season, and even classics going all the way back to 2016. Follow Q92 Radio on SoundCloud and never miss a play, a call, or the thrill of the game. Q92 Radio on SoundCloud, your home for every game, every season.
Hollywood meets Canton in a Super Bowl commercial this year. Actors Matthew McConaughey and Bradley Cooper starred in a new Uber Eats ad that features the Pro Football Hall of Fame's iconic dome. The commercial plays into the company's ongoing campaign that football exists only to sell food. Hall of Fame President and CEO Jim Porter told the repository the museum was thrilled to partner with Uber Eats on the humorous campaign. The ad, titled Hungry for the Truth, is already available to watch on YouTube. The Marlington Board of Education reviews its five-year financial forecast. It shows a projected $500,000 operating deficit next year, with deficits growing in future years. Property tax reforms will cut revenue by more than $560,000 starting in 2027, while state funding guarantees help stabilize finances. Rising special education costs and food service deficits also add pressure. The board also discussed potential capital projects, including paving, lighting upgrades, gym floor replacements, and a community wellness center. Funding could come from existing district funds, booster club contributions, and partnerships. Metalis workers in Canton have approved a new four-year labor contract. Canton-based steelmaker says members of United Steelworkers Local 1123 voted in favor of the agreement, which was effective Thursday and runs through September 2029. The deal includes annual wage increases, continued health care and retirement benefits, and a focus on safety and employee well-being. Further details were not available. 3 people detained in connection with drug investigations in Kent and Ravenna last month. Portage County Sheriff's Office says searches conducted during the raids turned up crack cocaine, scales, packaging material, and about $5,000 in cash. Investigations are ongoing. All were released pending charges. East Liverpool police investigating a hit and run that claimed the life of a city man Wednesday night. 64-year-old Brady Ingram was struck by a car on Bradshaw Avenue around 7:50 and taken to East Liverpool City Hospital. He died about an hour later. Officers found the vehicle later on Wilbert Avenue. Three adult women and two children inside were interviewed. No charges have been filed. Employees at East Liverpool City Hospital have ratified a new contract, avoiding a potential strike. The agreement with SEIU District 1199, representing about 150 support staff, was approved Thursday by a narrow margin. Employees had been working without a contract since January 9th. Union leaders say the deal addresses key issues like wages and workplace respect, and provides staff can have a union delegate present during supervisory discussions.